USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry. President Trump and Democrat candidate Joe Biden are courting American voters. President Trump was at the White House Saturday.
I think it said 56% of the people prefer their position now in the midst of a pandemic than they did 4 years ago. Think of what that means. 56. And it's a Gallup poll, and it's the highest poll ever recorded, 56%. Now tell me about that. No, we had it going, and we really had it going, and then the plague came in from China, but we're getting rid of that, and we're rebuilding it, and it's going to be better than it was even before.
Former Vice President Joe Biden was in Erie, Pennsylvania.
He said, Joey, I don't expect the government to solve my problems, but I at least expect them to understand my problems. You're facing real challenges right now, and the last thing you need is a president who exacerbates them.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined, I'm a member, my four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You could feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Hurricane Delta, now a tropical depression, is weakening as it travels over land with nearly 11 million people in the storm's path. FEMA's Peter Gaynor tells us power outages are plaguing the area.
But right now, what we see are power outages in Louisiana, about 688,000. In Texas, about 107,000. And in Mississippi, about 92,000. So power seems to be the issue right now.
Do you trust what you hear about politics? Chances are you're not alone. USA Radio News' Val Dior has more.
A new survey conducted by Gallup for the Knight Foundation found 81% of U.S. adults polled said they're concerned to some degree about misinformation on social media swaying the White House race. Nearly half of all respondents, 48%, said they're very concerned about misinformation tilting the race, while one-third, 33%, said they're somewhat concerned. Both Democrats and Republicans were surveyed. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The vetting process will start this week to examine whether Judge Amy Barrett should be a part of the highest court in the land. USA Radio News' John Clemens has more.
The 48-year-old Judge Barrett from the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Seventh Circuit has the potential to change the entire direction of the U.S. Supreme Court by replacing Associate Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who died on September 18th. Matt Staver, the Liberty Counsel, who has argued several cases before the U.S. Supreme Court, believes the Democrats will come out attacking the nominee.
They are diametrically opposed between the Ginsburg judicial activist philosophy and the constitutionalist originalist philosophy of Judge Amy Coney Barrett. And that alone will ultimately affect some significant changes in decisions going forward.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
President Trump has picked up another nomination for the Nobel Peace Prize after a Finnish member of the European Parliament called for the American president to receive the honor. State Department spokesperson Morgan Ortegas was in the Oval Office when the call came in.
To get an agreement between Arabs and Israelis, and now within the span of 29 days, we have had two. And so this doesn't just happen overnight. This is years of policies that President Trump started putting in place at the very beginning of his administration.
The Finns Party wrote the Nobel Committee to nominate Trump for the 2021 prize. USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.